The 33rd Friday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Luke. Jesus entered the temple area and began to drive out the merchants. And he said to them, God says in the scriptures, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have turned it into a den of robbers. Jesus was teaching every day in the temple. The chief priests and the teachers of the law wanted to kill him, and the elders of the Jews as well, but they were unable to do anything, for all the people were listening to him and hanging on his words. The commentary today is from Father Josep de Calasanz, La Plana, OSB, a monk from Montserrat in Catalonia. Today, Jesus' gesture is prophetic. Just as the old prophets used to do, he takes a symbolic action, full of future implications. By throwing the merchants who sold animals to be sacrificed out of the temple and proclaiming the house of God will be a house of prayer, Jesus was announcing the beginning of a new way where animal sacrifice played no role. St. John would define this new cult as the adoration of the Father in spirit and truth. The figurative had to give way to the real. As St. Thomas Aquinas poetically put it, et antiquum documentum novo cedet ritui, that the Old Testament gives way to the new rite. The new rite is the word of Jesus. This is why St. Luke has brought together the scene of the purification of the temple with Jesus' daily teachings there. The new cult is centered on prayer and listening to the word of God. But in reality, the center of the Christian institution is the living person of Jesus, with his surrendered body and spilled blood on the cross, given in the Eucharist. Again, St. Thomas puts it beautifully. Recumbus cum fratribus, sedat suis manibus, seated with his chosen friends, he gives himself with his own hand. In the New Testament, Jesus starts a new era. There is now no need for merchants. In the same way, as all people were listening to him and hanging on his words, we do not have to go to the temple to make any sacrifices. We go there to receive Jesus, the true Lamb, sacrificed once and for all when he offered himself for us, and to join our lives to his.